It's a lovely October day out today. Pretty warm. Feels about springtime.
After edit notes, I know it's fall time. I just said it felt like springtime because that's how it feels outside.
This is the time when all the leaves are going to be falling off the trees and stuff like that. It's been getting colder at night. And I'm just out here going on a little walk. Of course, I can't go very far. I can only, I was about to say I'll show you, but this is an audio recording, so I imagine not very many people are going to be seeing anything, but I'll just tell you, at the bottom of this really steep hill, which is why this is a really good walk, by the way, at the bottom of this hill, there is a bit of a slope down, then you get into the road. Now, there's no sidewalks in this location, unfortunately. Haven't been for, I'd say, over 20 years. Well, but even longer than that, but I've been living in this area for, give or take, let's say probably 22 years I've been living here. Well, actually, maybe 21, 20, something like that, if you want to count the time that I left to move to Nebraska for a certain amount of time, and when I moved to Florida as well. For context, this is a rural town in North Carolina. And it's been fairly, we're going back downhill now. It's been fairly inaccessible. Well, I don't know if fairly is the proper term to use in that situation, but the accessibility for blind people in this area is not great. We're at the road again, so I gotta turn around and go back up. And, I moved to Nebraska in 2019, and, that was a pretty nice experience, moving to the city, getting to experience all the various things you get to experience in a city, like, good public transportation infrastructure, and that sort of thing. Good sidewalks, working taxi services. You get Uber there, of course. That was back in 2019 when Uber was a lot cheaper. And over the past few years, I've had a lot of time to kind of reflect. Sorry about that. That's the dog over on the left. I don't know if you guys can hear in stereo right now. I think the Google Pixel's record app does mono by default. I don't even know if you can enable stereo sound in this. But anyway, we're at the road again. All right. So, I used to live in Nebraska for a while, and like I said, it was pretty nice. And then I moved back for various reasons, which is a choice that I came to regret over time. Mainly just because around here you can't get anything done. And now, even when I went to Florida, that was also a bit rough because I think they had some streets. Of course, it's difficult when you are living in a place, when you're living with people who kind of, I'm trying to be nice here, but discourage your independence somewhat. unless it happens to align with their own goals, in which case they're fine with it. Anyway, Florida wasn't a fantastic experience either. It was partially because of not being able to get out much, although I was able to order Uber a couple of times, but also disability services in Florida leave a lot to be desired. But having all this time over the last few years in social isolation has really given me time to think, and we're going back downhill again. I don't know if you guys want to know that or not. If by the way, if you want me to go on more walks and talk about different things, let me know in the comments. I'm trying to get outside more often and get some exercise, and I'll explain a bit of the reason here in a minute. But over the past few years, with things not changing at all, and you know, it being incredibly difficult to do a lot of things still, I thought about this idea. And I know it's taken me a long time to get to this point. I'm sorry, I go on tangents a lot, and I am walking, so it kind of takes a bit of energy out of me. But it's given me pause to think about this idea that I am actively working on with a group of people. So, you know, I, as you guys have seen from this channel, I do a lot of Vocaloid stuff and music production related things, and it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I also enjoy doing joke things like the Nintendo thing you guys saw earlier this month. I would say earlier this month, right? Sounds about right. And it's something I enjoy doing. It's something I'm passionate about. Unfortunately, when it comes to software like Vocaloid and Synthesizer V and all that sort of stuff, the main comment I've gotten is, how are you doing this? I didn't even know this was possible. And it's gotten me to realize that there's probably a lot of different software out there that is accessible to blind people in niches or niches. I don't know. I pronounce it both ways sometimes. In niches that we don't necessarily know about. And I feel like we need to have more knowledge about this sort of thing. Trust me, this is all connected. We're getting back down to the road again. Yep, right there. That's where it curves down, so we had to turn back around and go up. And, you know, there's a lot of blindness organizations that are trying, or at least most people believe they are trying, to do better for blind people, make things better for us. They all have their own ideas. We're back at the top. They all have their own ideas as to how they're going to do this. And some of the things that these organizations do are methods that not everyone would agree with. And that's all right, you know, everyone's got their own perspectives and stuff like that. However, that information is kind of hard to locate. It's delegated to certain obscure social media profiles and blog posts and that sort of thing. You notice there's not really any central resource. We're going back up to the top of the hill again. There's not really any central resource for this sort of information. And so you just kind of have to interact with those people and really sort of understand from personal experience. And, you know, not everyone is willing to do that, or they might even be afraid to do that for one reason or another. And we're at the top, we're going back down. And so a lot of these things, the sidewalk infrastructure, the technology space, the blindness advocacy organization space, we need a central resource to really aggregate these things so that people can ask, hey, where can I find information about blindness and accessibility? And somebody can say, oh, well, this space right here, we're at the bottom of the road. Well, almost. Now we are at the bottom of the road. Let's turn around. And the person can say, well, how about I give you this? This is a link to a central resource, a wiki, where you can find all this different information. And that is the project that I have been working on for the past, oh, I'd say, well, since February. Now that I'm done talking about all that stuff, let me talk about the website itself. So, we have a thing tentatively called VI Access that I am working on with a group of people. It's coming along slowly, but it is still coming along. There's progress being made. And on this website, it's basically supposed to be effectively Wikipedia, but for accessibility information. So it is supposed to be a space for several things. Blind people can go on there to figure out, is this county, this city, this state, this country, how do they feel about accessibility? How do they treat it? What sort of resources are available in this area? It's also intended, a sub-goal of that is, it's intended for city council people and county commissioners and higher-ups in different governments across the world to read and understand, oh, these are the problems that my people are facing. Maybe we should do something about it. So, and, you know, it's also intended for software developers. It's intended for people who use software to understand what software is accessible, what software is not, what software is partially accessible but needs a lot of work, which software appears inaccessible but is actually very usable, like Vocaloid, SynthVee, that sort of thing. And, we're at the road now, time to turn around. And, it's intended for software developers on the other side as well, who don't understand how to make software accessible, because this information has been fractured all over the web, and it's kind of hard to locate some of these resources. So that's where VI Access comes in, to give sort of a centralized location. And so it's for developers who want to know how they can best go about making their software accessible to blind people and potentially others as well, once we really get underway. And it's supposed to be intended for organizations, like NFBA, ACB, that sort of thing. And you're supposed to be able to look at these pages and see what their philosophies are, how they do certain things, so that you can get an idea whether or not you want to join them. And hopefully it would work the other way around, help them understand what sort of things they would want to improve if they want to get more people in that sort of idea. So, as you can see, VI Access is supposed to be a centralized sort of thing where, you know, kind of like Wikipedia, where anyone can edit articles, anyone can contribute to the discussion, and we can build a space that hopefully builds more awareness for different groups of people. I think we're getting close to the end of the walk now, because before long, I'm going to have to head back in and get me some water. But, so you might be wondering things like, well, how are you going to manage this? Because, well, there's different things, like we want to run the wiki with in a sort of reference sort of way, like Wikipedia does, where you have to provide solid references and stuff like that. Going back up. And, well, you might be wondering, well, that's all well and good, but sometimes you can't find references for certain things. Or, you know, some things might be opinion-based, like how people perceive, like, societal things, like in towns that are not accessible. People might say, oh, well, this area is notorious for people grabbing onto me without my consent and pushing me onto things and grabbing my cane and that sort of thing. We're going back down. And a lot of that stuff is societal. So how are you going to handle that? Because that's opinion-based. And what we've decided is that each page on the article is going to have only factual information about a town, if there's sidewalks available, public transportation, that sort of thing. But at the bottom of it, there's also going to be sort of a star rating system and a review system. Nova, go back up, sweetheart. Go on, go on. Sorry, that's our dog. So it needs to have a star rating system and a review system. And how that'll help is if you see mixed star ratings, or you see a lower star rating on a location, and you see negative reviews on that location, it might help to influence you on whether or not you're actually going to move there. And those sections are free to be opinionated, because you need to have a solid showcase of factual information and the opinions of your fellow blind community in order to make a solid decision on a certain place. And the same applies for software projects as well, and organizations and stuff like that. And especially blindness organizations are going to benefit from this sort of system because, well, a lot of people's perception on different things, it influences other people's perception, which I know sounds incredibly obvious. I'm starting to lose my train of thought here. I've been walking for a while. We're getting close to the road. Turn back around. So all this information needs to be shared on the wiki so that you have enough information to make a well-rounded decision. And also, for things that don't necessarily have many references, like Vocaloid, we intend on eventually having a video sharing presence across multiple platforms. YouTube, PeerTube, Odyssey, all the different things. And the goal is that if something does not have references, we can do videos on it and give them references. So then you can look at those pages and see all this different information. So that is, in a very long-winded way, emphasis on winded, explanation on VI. Oh, I forgot to mention, why am I walking? So I had to cut the recording here because some people came outside of the house and talked to me, so I'm going to cut that part out. But anyway, a lot of these rural counties don't have many blind people in them. Take this one, for instance. I am one of the few. And I thought that it would be fun and a great experience if I could do an entire countrywide walk from the northwest coast to the southeast coast and, through every city, every state, every county, that sort of thing. And so there's a couple issues with that. I would vlog all of those different walks and stuff, preferably with a sighted person, so I can ensure that I'm able to get places safely. And the idea is that me and this person are going to walk through the entire country. And we're going to vlog it on YouTube and maybe other places as well. And that way we have solid references on exactly where in these different locations you can and can't walk, because it can also vary from neighborhood to neighborhood. And so there's a couple problems with that. One, it would be very expensive. We'd have to get hotels and stuff like that. Among other things, we'd have to feed ourselves, of course, and all that sort of stuff. But also, I am not in physical shape to hike all that way. So, this is an attempt to get some exercise, really get my limbs in tip-top physical condition, and hopefully after a while, I will be able to make that trek. But we're gonna need some help from you guys as well. So right now, VI Access is in the midst of a rather large migration, so we currently cannot invite people yet. Also, it is currently private, just until we can build it up enough. And we intend to get 10 writers, one programmer, one sysadmin, one moderator, just for the time being, just stick with that limited amount of people. And then we'll have another phase where we'll get even more people in to write even more articles and improve the site. Hopefully we'll be able to make this work. Now, like I said, I can't share the actual website yet, but I'm getting this information to try to gauge who would be interested and that sort of thing. And I'm hoping that we can take this and turn it into something good. So I'm just about at the end of my leash right now as far as energy is concerned. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to head back up. We're at the road. I'm heading back up now. I'm going to go in and take care of this recording, upload it to AudioPub. And I hope you guys enjoy this explanation. I hope you guys also enjoyed the walk. I intend to come out here more often so that I can get myself in tip-top physical condition, really work out these bones and these muscles. So hopefully you all enjoyed what I had to talk about today. If you want to see more of these walks and hear me talk about different things, let me know. I'd also be happy to answer any questions you might have as far as the website goes or the wiki or really anything else. So that about does it for me. Have a good day.